today's top federal headlines. OPM's online verification center for the 21 and a half million victims of the recent cyber breach is now live, but not open to the public yet. The agency says it's testing it first, and the link will be available in a few weeks to give it time to send more notification letters. So far, it's sent about 13 and a half million of those letters. Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman John McCain wants a clear cyber strategy from the White House. He's the latest addition to the list of lawmakers calling on the Defense Department to come up with a public policy which they say would act as a deterrent from cyber attacks. And Senator Tom Carper wants to know what safeguards Veterans Affairs has in place to prevent fiscal abuse. He sent a letter to Secretary Bob McDonald asking how VA is protecting federal dollars. This comes after two senior executives were accused of manipulating the hiring system to receive unwarranted benefits. Those two executives were recently demoted. Tom Temin has more on that in today's management report.
Two senior VA executives find out the hard way. Diana Rubens and Kimberly Graves are accused of forcing lower-level managers to transfer, then taking over their jobs. They also racked up high relocation expenses. They're called to testify before Congress, but don't show up. Now they've been demoted, but still have their jobs. Veterans groups and members of Congress want them fired. I'm Tom Temin.
For the first time in almost a year, the State Department sent out a worldwide travel alert yesterday, telling feds, contractors, and other citizens to be extra vigilant on any of their international travels. Here's Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu with more.
The alert differs from the regionally specific warnings the State Department issues when local events make it unwise or less safe to visit a certain country. In this case, the department is telling U.S. citizens traveling anywhere that the Islamic State and other groups, including Al-Qaeda and Boko Haram, are continuing to plan attacks in multiple regions, and that there's an additional threat from members of those groups traveling back to their home countries after having trained in Syria or Iraq. The new alert is in effect through next February. Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.
The General Services Administration envisions federal buildings as a way to reinvigorate local economies, so it's promising to do a better job meeting communities' development needs when planning new buildings or renovations. It's announcing projects in Cambridge, Charlotte, and Detroit, where it's centralizing employees in a new building it purchased for $1 in order to free up valuable commercial space in downtown Detroit. SBA Administrator Maria Contreras-Sweet is appointing four new members to the Interagency Task Force on Veteran Small Business Development, all of which will represent veteran service and military organizations. The task force is focused on increasing the number of veteran-owned businesses and the number of Americans those businesses employ. Which country has the baddest supercomputer? I'll give you a hint, it's not the United States. More now from Tom Temin in today's IT report.
Annual rankings are out from top500.org. The still most powerful machine belongs to China's National Supercomputer Center. Nicknamed Milky Way 2, it's twice as fast as the second ranking machine. That would be Titan at the U.S. Energy Department's Oak Ridge National Laboratory. Energy's new Trinity joins the top 10 list. It's a Cray shared by the Los Alamos and Sandia National Labs. I'm Tom Temin.
Several advocacy groups are calling on the FCC to recognize text messaging as a telecommunications service subject to protections of Title II of the Communications Act. The organizations, such as Public Knowledge and Free Press, are concerned carriers may abuse their discretion to block or throttle messages. Find these stories and more at federalnewsradio.com. I'm Eric White.